Hi, my name is David Taylor, and I'm the Principal Energy Modeler here at Aurora Energy Research. Today, I am your host for this special careers podcast episode called Oxford Graduate Modeling Program Explained. We're very excited that the application window for our 2024 Oxford Graduate Program is now open. We offer our modeling graduates a thorough training program covering everything about our power market models. You'll learn about how energy markets work, how we can model them effectively, the programming languages that we use, and much more. Today, I want to welcome my guests, Amelia Adcroft and Bill Wright, who will share their first-hand experience of joining and working at Aurora as graduate modelers. For more information about all our graduate modeling programs, to see our brochure, apply or sign up for our mailing list, please visit auroraer.com/grads. So, Amelia, Bill, what made you apply to the modeling team at Aurora?
So I knew that I wanted to work in renewable energy. It seemed like a really exciting, growing field and where I thought I could do something beneficial for the world. I ended up speaking to a modeler from Aurora at a careers fair, and it seemed like a really good fit.
Okay, thanks, Amelia. And what about you, Bill?
So before I joined Aurora, I was doing I'd finished my PhD in astrophysics, and I was working as a postdoctoral researcher. But I knew that I wanted to find a job outside of academia and for it to be one that felt like it had was more directly relevant to society, really. And I'd been becoming more and more passionate about decarbonization. So I thought that'd be a really interesting area to look for jobs in. And then I actually came across Aurora by talking to a teammate on the Oxford Town Frisbee Club who was already working here. And after talking to them, I did a bit more research about the company. I listened to the Aurora Energy Unplugged podcast. And yeah, I saw that they had a job opening in the modeling team. And I saw that I had some good transferable skills from my previous work. So I decided to apply. And yeah, thought it would be a great fit.
Thank you, Bill. What did the application interview process look like for you, Amelia?
I submitted my application in October. Then there were interviews probably around November, and I got the offer back in December. So that was kind of a year before starting. I ended up starting in September with the main cohort of the graduate program. With the interviews, they were mostly math problems, but we also had some questions about why I was interested in the company in the field or challenges I had dealt with in previous projects to be able to show the problem-solving skills I would have at this job. And then after receiving the offer, I actually spoke to a recent new joiner at the company, and they organized a dinner for us during the summer before we started in order to meet other graduates in my cohort.
Thanks, Amelia. Bill, how was your process? Was it similar to that?
Yeah, I think it was fairly similar. I think the longest thing for me in during the application was actually rewriting my CV and covering letter to sort of be focused for this job specifically. But yeah, I received shortly after I applied, I received an invitation to an interview. The quantitative reasoning questions were a little tricky, but I tried to sort of stay calm and think it's just as much about explaining my thinking process than it is about getting the right answer. So when I did make a few mistakes, I knew that if I could just work out calmly what I'd done wrong and explain that to the interviewer, that would be good. So yeah, that helped me stay calm. And then there was a second interview where it was much of the same. And I guess I'd got a bit more confident at those kind of brain teaser style questions by then. And then, yeah, I received my offer after that second interview and accepted it.
Thank you, Bill. You've just told us, I guess, about what that interview process looked like. But then, of course, you accepted the offer. You started at Aurora. What were the first few weeks on the job actually like?
So I joined Aurora slightly outside of the normal graduate joining window, but luckily another new modeling team member was joining at the same time. So we were able to go through the training together, and we were paired up with a more experienced modeler who led us through the training. And that was really helpful for whenever we had questions, which was pretty much constantly. And so the training started off with an introduction to the two programming languages that we use quite frequently in the modeling team, being Python and GAMS. I had some good experience with Python beforehand, but GAMS was completely new to me. So it was interesting to learn about that as a programming language specifically for solving optimization problems. And after that, I sort of got to apply my newfound knowledge with GAMS to build a really simplified version of a power market dispatch model. And it was really interesting to sort of learn how to try and model things like wind farms and batteries in GAMS for that problem. After that, it was then time to sort of compare my very simplified version to the much more complex model that Aurora uses, but using the same sort of basic principles at its foundation. And there's a nice section of our training where you get walked through the key sections of the model and the code behind that. And there are some questions to sort of answer along the way that really help sort of build your understanding of it and confirm that you've understood what you've just read. So yeah, that really prepared me well for starting to contribute to the team.
So what about you, Amelia? How did you find the first few weeks?
I think I agree with a lot of what Bill said. We were given very thorough training at the beginning, which was really helpful because I started at the same time as a lot of other graduate modelers. We had this great cohort where you could go, you know, somebody else was working on exactly the same problem as you pretty much all the time, and you could check with them how they dealt with it. And we also had these daily check-ins with a more experienced trainer who'd been at the company a while, who were very helpful at answering questions. Towards the end of the training, after we'd been led through all of the existing code in the model, we also got to start working on some of the issues in the model, making our own changes. And a large part of that was also really training on how to test the changes that we'd made, how to figure out if they were working properly or if there were problems. And that was really helpful when we then went into further projects after we'd finished training.
Okay, so how long did the training process actually take?
I think it took us about 4 weeks. It definitely varies. There were two of us in my training sessions, and I think we were working on GitLab issues before the end of our fourth week.
Right. And then, so you did your onboarding training and so on, and then you started more of what our actual day-to-day work looks like. How was that for you?
I think we have lots of different models that people end up working on and lots of different teams. So the work is very varied. For me, one of the first things I was working on was with an advisory project. So we have a dispatch model describing the behavior of gas plants for valuations. And I was working on trying to accurately represent plant characteristics and make the results easy to use in this particular plant valuation. So my day-to-day job was kind of regular check-ins with the analyst from the advisory team, every couple of weeks meeting with the client, and then changing and testing code on my laptop and being on call for the analyst team so that if anything broke, we were able to look into it and try and fix it.
Thanks, Amelia. Bill, how did that compare to your experience once you finished the training?
Yeah, so once I'd fixed my first few sort of bugs as at the end of the training, I was sort of placed into the Central European sub-team of our modeling team. And my first project was to work on improving Aurora's view on Austria and Switzerland and the power markets in those countries. So I suppose usually as a company and as an industry, we're quite interested in what's going to happen in the future. But for this project, we needed to check that our model for Austria and Switzerland was sort of retroactively predicting the past well, so that then we could trust that it's going to give sensible results when we turn it around to start forecasting what the future of Austria and Switzerland are going to be. So that was kind of immediately a bit of a different thing to be doing with those backcasts rather than forecasts. And so in that project, my colleagues in the research team were improving the assumptions that we had in place for Austria and Switzerland. So things like, what time of day is it going to be most sunny in Switzerland? And what's the pattern, the sort of seasonal pattern of, say, meltwater flowing down into Austrian hydroelectric plants? And so after my colleagues had done that work to improve the assumptions, I could then go and run our model for the past 5 years or so and see if that then improved the sort of comparison of the results coming from our backcasting model to the actual historical data that we saw in reality for Austria and Switzerland in those years. And yeah, my colleagues did a good job. And as a result, the model was then performing a lot better in comparison to historical data. So yeah, that was a really good starter project to go for. After that, I did a lot more work that was kind of less internally focused and more about responding to questions that clients of Aurora's really wanted answered. So one of the first ones of those kind of projects that were having a sort of bigger client impact was, I think, similar to Amelia, working on a particular gas plant in Germany that the clients wanted to know how to optimize their participation in different markets. So whether, for example, they were selling all their energy one day in advance, or if they were waiting to sort of reserve their capacity and get paid for being on call to come into the market in a sort of emergency or as needed. And it was interesting to see how those things changed as this gas plant switched from burning sort of fossil fuels to burning hydrogen as well. And then I think another interesting project that was really impactful to clients was a study into what would happen if Germany decided to split its single power market into a north and a south power market, so that there'd be a different price in the for electricity in the north of Germany and the south of Germany. So that one required some quite technical changes to the code for our model, and the results at the end were really fascinating about how that potential split of the markets in Germany could affect the way that Germany decarbonizes in the future.
So how has your role changed since then? What do you actually spend your time doing day to day, and what have you most enjoyed?
Yeah, so I suppose for me, I've switched back to looking at Austria and Switzerland again, but looking at forecasting the future for those two regions now. And so a lot of my day-to-day work is supporting my colleagues in the research team who are refining our forecasts for that and responding to changes in policy and those kind of things, and making sure that our model is doing what they think it should be, and maybe sometimes explaining to them why our model shouldn't actually be doing what they think it should be doing. So yeah, I've slowly been taking on more responsibility for Austria and Switzerland, and I think it feels really nice to kind of be slowly becoming that go-to person in the modeling team for questions about Austria and Switzerland. It feels nice to have that responsibility and to be trusted with that. The other thing that I've become involved with is actually on the recruiting side. So yeah, it's been really interesting to be on the other side of the interviewing table, being the one who's looking through those applications and doing those interviews. And it feels good to be contributing to the team and with that process of growing the team, so that we can keep just doing more and more interesting projects as a team.
And what about you, Amelia? How has your role changed since when you first started?
I think same as Bill, I've kind of now found a particular couple of areas where I've spent a lot more time, and so have gotten to become the expert. I've been working a lot on the EU carbon emissions cap and trade scheme. We have this integrated into our power markets because lots of thermal plants have to pay for carbon certificates since they're producing emissions. And now that I've been working on it for a while, I feel like I've gotten to actually shape the way that the model works, the direction that we're going to go in with it. And as some of the people working on it from the analyst side, the research side have changed, then I've gotten to be an expert for them and a resource helping them learn how to use it. I'm also working a lot on the European hydrogen market. So again, we expect that in the future, hydrogen could be used as a energy storage technology. And so this is going to have a significant impact on power prices. And again, I've been able to help not only our particular European hydrogen research team, but people across all different teams. So coordinating across our European power market teams, how do we represent electrolyzers and so on in our models? I'm also getting to take on more responsibility than I did at the beginning. I've recently started training new joiners, and that's been both really fun getting to see new people get excited about our models and realizing how much I've learned since I started, and also getting a really good reminder of some aspects of the model, which I don't work with as much day to day.
Thanks, Amelia. It seems like you both seem to have found your place in the wider modeling team. What do you actually like most about working at Aurora and the modeling department in particular?
We kind of feel very useful. That it's great that other people, they have a bug or they have something which is slow, they have something which is difficult to use, and we get to develop a tool which fixes this for them or fix whatever the crash was. So it's really nice being able to take on that kind of individual responsibility, that know that you have fixed this thing, built this thing, made other people's jobs so much easier.
And what about you, Bill?
Yeah, so I think for me, obviously, I definitely echo Amelia's thoughts about feeling really useful. And that's definitely a big plus of this job, that modeling feels like it's really fundamental to the whole company. And so you do feel like a key part of the whole company in the modeling team. I think as well, I really like the variety of the challenges. It feels like already over my first 8 months here, I've worked on so many different things, and basically no 2 weeks feel the same. And I think that's, for me, a big contrast to previously when I was in academia. It kind of felt like I could sometimes be working on the same problem for months on end. Whereas here, I get to the end of each week and I can look back and think, I solved a bunch of problems and feel like I've, in a very small way, contributed a bit to kind of this global decarbonization effort. So yeah, it's really satisfying.
How would you describe the culture of the modeling team then? Perhaps only in 3 words.
Growing very fast. The company is just hiring so quickly.
And what about you, Bill?
Yeah, we definitely feel that on the recruitment side as well, being involved with that. But yeah, and I think if I was trying to use 3 words, and I mean, they're all kind of similar, but I was thinking collaborative, supportive, and friendly. I think it is really nice, the atmosphere that we have in the modeling team.
Okay, so finally, what advice would you give those who are considering applying to the modeling graduate program? Bill, you've mentioned that, you know, you now actually get involved with the interviewing process.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, definitely go for it. I think it's a really interesting time to be in the energy sector, and it will continue to be for the next 30, 50 years. And I think Aurora is a really good place to get a really wide view on what's happening, both wide in terms of Aurora's global involvement, but also with all the different sort of subsectors within the sort of energy world. But yeah, I suppose having been involved with recruitment a bit recently, I would really encourage prospective applicants to take the time to think about why you want to come work here in the modeling team specifically, and to make sure it's that motivation, your particular motivation, comes across loud and clear in your application and at the interviews. I think it gives us a real confidence that you'll be a good fit if we can hear directly from you and feel the sort of passion that you have, whatever that is. It's going to be different for everyone, so make sure that your particular motivation comes through.
Okay, so what about you, Amelia? What advice would you give those considering applying to the graduate program?
I think really try and take advantage of all the resources available to you in helping you find a job. So if you're currently at university, you might have a careers office, which can not only help give you general advice, but in many cases, if you bring them your CV and cover letter for the job, they'll be happy to give you feedback. And you don't only have to go to a formal careers office. If you know somebody who has already gotten a job in a similar field recently, or older, more experienced friends and family, try and get feedback on your CV and cover letter and interview practice as well. The more practice and preparation you have, the more helpful it will be.
All right. So thank you very much, Amelia.
Yes, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed my first year in the modeling program and hope everybody who joins after listening to this will as well.
Great. And thank you to Bill. It's been useful to hear your experiences about doing team.
Yeah, thanks very much, David. I really enjoyed recording this.
If you'd like more information about all of Aurora's graduate modeling programs, or to see our brochure, apply for a role, or sign up to our mailing list, please visit auroraer.com/grads. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to what we had to say today. But if you have any questions, please do feel to reach out to us as well. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.